I'm at the MySQL booth and I'm talking to
Mark Leith.
Hi, what is MySQL?
So MySQL is an open source database, the number one open source database, both a clustered and replicated database, highly available and easy to use for pretty much the web.
But I thought MySQL stopped as a project when it got forked by somebody else.
No, it didn't stop. It's actually moved forward a great deal since we got taken over by Oracle.
So what sort of changes has occurred within the project then?
Lately, we've been focusing on replicated or clustered solutions and working with an overall clustered solution with a router transparently. Yeah. We're working on data dictionary at the moment, a real data dictionary in the database to help scalability. And focusing a lot on things like security, scalability, performance, those kind of things, instrumentation. Those are our major focuses right now.
And what is the community? What's the license that is released under?
It's under GPL still. GPL. Yeah, we haven't changed that at all. The model of MySQL is the same as it was in MySQL AB, pretty much.
And the support options, it's owned by Oracle. Oracle have their own database. How does that sit together?
The way we see it, like I said earlier, we are largest in the web, where Oracle really doesn't sit that much. They sit in the enterprise. So we continue to be in the same model that we always were. We sell our enterprise subscriptions, a yearly subscription. That provides support and monitoring tools and security and some scalability tools or plugins into the server itself. And that's the way that we see it. We'll continue to work to be the number one web database.
So two different spaces, basically.
Entirely two different spaces. We focus on web, and Oracle focuses on the big enterprise side.
That said, the name Oracle probably ain't going to hurt you either.
Pardon?
Having the name Oracle ain't going to hurt you either going in.
It doesn't hurt us. It's actually been a very good thing for us in large enterprise spaces as well. And it's funny, in large enterprises, they use Oracle a lot, but they also use MySQL a lot. I mean, there's a lot of departmental little applications and things like that where MySQL is still used, and definitely on the web of those enterprises as well. So
what's any big changes that were happening last year that you want to tell us about? Keystones, milestones?
Last year we released 5.7. This year we've gone and on to release what we call group replication, which is a virtually synchronous replicated cluster of systems in 5.7 itself.
What does a virtually synchronous cluster of servers mean?
So it's not actually fully synchronous replication. The system agrees on changes, so that it's all pushed into a Paxos-based group communication system. So they all agree on the changes, they get replicated and asynchronously applied, but they will get applied because the agreement of the protocol basically ensures that they will be applied properly.
So there's no risk of loss of data in this process?
There is no. No.
That's always good when talking about databases. I like that in a database.
Yeah, we like that as well in databases too.
Coming up next year, what's the plans? Anything cool happening?
So at the moment we're focused on 8.0, the next big version of the server. Like I said earlier, we're doing the a transactional data dictionary, which is probably something that's been most requested with MySQL. The way that we manage information on objects, tables, and alike has been pretty poor up to now, but with the data dictionary, it's much better. It's fully managed in ODB in a transactional storage engine, and not stored in two places. So that's probably the largest piece of work that we're working on right now. It's a massive project.
Were you a MySQL developer before Oracle took you over?
I have been with MySQL AB through Sun and Oracle, so I've been with the company for 11 and a half years now.
How have you found the transition?
I found it very positive from our perspective. We have had massive investment from Oracle So the amount of QA and the focus on QA and having a stable product and a good product has been something that Oracle have pushed us very hard on, which is something that is actually very different to MySQL AB. We weren't as thorough in the QA processes, where Oracle believes that we should be as solid as possible and as secure as possible. So those things have been hugely positive. They've grown all of our teams. They continue to push us to make a better product. So it's been very positive for us.
Anything else that I missed that you want to get across?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Enjoy the rest of Fosdem.
Thank you.